The Macomb Food Co-op does not yet have a store, but it does have an online market, and the co-op says that market is helping grow the local economy. The co-op's online market took in nearly $42,000 during its first year, and the co-op's Jeannie Davenport says more than $34,000 of that went to local producers.
Most of our producers are right in the Macomb area. We have one producer that's from Carthage and one from La Harpe. But those two are our farthest producers away from Macomb right now. Local is considered by the state of Illinois to be 100 miles within an area. So we have a 100-mile radius for local.
It seems some stores, for example, Hy-Vee, sometimes has local produce. Do you feel there's still a need for a local food co-op?
Yes. I think it's a little harder for the bigger grocery stores to have local food because it requires a little bit more maintenance. It's fresher. It's not bred genetically to sit on shelves for days and days. And so you have to take a little bit different care of it. And a smaller store could do that.
What do you think now that you've had this online store available for a year? Has it met expectations, exceeded them? Are there improvements you're looking to make?
Well, we think it's been a great success. The producers have been able to sell a lot of products through our market.
Are these producers who existed before the online store came into being, or have some people started selling stuff because they now have this outlet?
A little of both. Some producers have had, one of our producers has run a CSA, which is a community supported agriculture business, for over 25 years. But they have found that the online market gives them another outlet to sell food, and they've been doing really well on our system. And then some producers have actually started their business and started with us and have been selling. And then some of our producers who are just selling through their homes or their farms have been able to more than double their business operations because of the market. I'm thinking of our meat producers, beef and pork producers.
Jeannie Davenport says the online market is open to people who've bought shares in the Macomb Food Co-op. Non-owners can sample the market for a month, then must buy at least one $100 share to continue. Davenport is an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer for the co-op. She's held the position for nearly 3 years, but funding for it ends in August.
Well, we're kind of approaching a new milestone in our development. The online market has been developed by board members, two Vista workers, and a group of volunteers. But now we're moving on to hiring our first two employees to take us to the next level, which would be to expand the online market, hopefully create a little mini store at our current location, and keep working on getting our main goal, which would be to get an actual store, local food store.
Do you think the current location will become that store, or are you still kind of set on having a location right on the square?
Well, our current location would be too small to have anything but a small mini store. So we are still looking for a location for our next step, which would be the actual brick-and-mortar store. And we're looking around the square somewhere. Parking on the square is a little difficult, so we're looking on the kind of right around the edges of the square for our store.
What do you still need to do to actually begin operating a brick-and-mortar store?
Well, we just need more capital, and we're hoping that increasing the online market and having a mini store will give us some more capital. And we'll need to do an owner loan campaign at some point to raise even more capital. And then we would go to a lending institution, a bank, and we would secure our other funding through the bank, and then we would be able to start. So our goal now is to raise $17,000 from our owners, and that would pay for half of the cost of the two employees that we're going to hire. And then we would use the rest of the money from our capital. But we're in the middle of a Staff the Store campaign.
Would these be part-time jobs then?
Yeah. Well, one would be considered full-time. It would be 35 hours a week, and that would be a market manager. And that person would run the online market and help develop the mini store. And the other person would be a 15-hour job, and that person would do outreach, speak to community organizations about the co-op and answer emails and that kind of thing.
Jeannie Davenport says the co-op is now accepting monetary donations for its Staff the Store campaign. The mini store would be located at 211 South MacArthur Street. People can also support the co-op and its Staff the Store campaign by buying shares in the co-op. State law previously limited owners to no more than 5 shares. Now they can buy up to 10. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.